You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and with the UK general election fast approaching, it's time to hear from blind and partially sighted people as to their experience of voting. We've done some abroad experiences, but now it's time to hear from someone who has been voting for a few years in the UK. Joining me is Stefan Crocker to talk about his experience. Stefan, thank you for joining us.
Hi there.
Can you describe kind of your first experience of voting as a blind or partially sighted person?
That was probably quite a while back. I'm not quite sure how many elections, as I'm knocking on a little bit now. And I think it was kind of going to the polling station, being a little apprehensive as to how it was going to work. I was using my cane at the time, and I think someone from the actual polling station came over and asked if I was needing any assistance or if I need help.
And what sort of challenges have you faced when attempting to vote?
Well, because I voted both by post and also actually at the polling station, I think things such as firstly identifying the booth with the curtain that you're going to vote in, finding that, and then obviously accessing the ballot paper. Because I think the first time I voted, I was unaware of the overlay thing. I did find later that the overlay thing didn't really help anyway, because it was the first time getting around the polling station as to where things were.
So you've mentioned the tactile voting device that is available and a few other things. So what is your opinion on the current accessibility of the voting methods available?
I don't think they're as modern as they could be. In America, they've been trialling online voting with secure emails that you provide to your local authority, and then you can just vote from the comfort of your own home, which I think takes a lot of the stress out. Yeah, I didn't find the overlay very helpful. I did find that trusting people to help me fill out the ballot was much easier.
So, what kind of assistance have you received from people, if any?
Strangely, I tend to find that they can take me to the booth, they can fill out the ballot paper after reading it to me, and then they can guide me to the ballot box, but they can't actually physically put it in for me. So if you've got multi needs such as sight and mobility, that could be interesting. The postal ballot is still rather inaccessible. I do tend to prefer going to the polling booth, so I'm not quite sure if the ballot papers are available in large print or braille.
How do you feel about the support offered by the poll station staff and election officials?
I think it's kind of mixed because, well, like all elections, they're volunteers. So you have to hopefully get someone who's quite enthusiastic and kind of willing to, if you ask for assistance or even if you can't see where they are, kind of hope they'll come over and say, do you need a hand or do you need assistance? So obviously, as it's not paid, the actual keenness of the voting booth staff is probably up and down.
What changes would you like to see to make voting more accessible?
I think that a move to digital would be much more advantageous because that would be kind of a lot more easy and less stressful. And obviously, with voiceover and talk back on devices and other stuff, you can probably do it a lot quicker and from the comfort of your own home, which would possibly increase the amount of visually impaired and blind people voting.
How important is the ability for you to vote independently?
I think it's very important to vote independently because it's at the end of the day, it's your opinion to kind of shape the government that will, or the local authority, depending on what the election is, anything from police and crime commissioners on a local level all the way to the actual new government at the national level. So, and also being able to vote freely and secretly, because we've got a Secret Ballot Act, that is the important thing that you can cast your vote without being swayed or influenced by other people.
What would your message be to people who would like to vote but maybe a bit apprehensive because maybe they've never done it before, or maybe they're not be com or maybe they are not confident with doing so?
Well, I think with all things, the first time you do something is the most nerve-wracking, but it's best to remember that there are staff there at the polling station which are willing to help you and to make sure your experience is as smooth as possible and that primarily you come back the next time. Although they cannot guarantee that the person you vote for will win, sadly. That can't be done, whatever kind of level of vision you have.
Well, thank you very much, Stefan, for sharing your experiences of voting here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.